This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation, recorded at the Hammer Museum. Each week, Diana Winston, Dr. Allison Pimentel, or one of the UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. I'm Diana Winston. I'm the director of UCLA Mindful, which is the Mindfulness Education Center of UCLA Health. And we have been holding these mindfulness sessions for, I think, now 16 years. And the only reason I know is because I started when my daughter was born. She's 16, so here we go. So I want to welcome the people who are here. We're being live streamed, and we have people who are listening to this meditation from all over the world. And it's nice to know that we're sitting here. We're not just practicing together, but with this larger community. So just warmly welcome the people who are here. We're here to practice mindfulness, and mindfulness is paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness, curiosity, and a willingness to be with that experience. So it's really about how to live more fully in the present moment. And when we do that, we can help ourselves with a lot of issues that we get stuck in, things like anxiety, depression, difficult thinking, difficult emotions, fears, worries, things like that. So usually I have something planned out, but I didn't today. So I was either just going to do a straight up meditation of mindfulness, or I'm wondering if there are any requests for those of you who've been here for a while. Dead silence. How many people are new here for the first time? Okay, so there's a number of new people. So no requests. All right, then I'm just going to go for a meditation. So we're going to practice mindfulness. I'll just say a little bit more for the people who are newer. Much of the time, we're lost in the past or the future. So if you were to check into your mind at any point in the day, you'd notice you're thinking about the past, replaying it. Why did I do that? Why did I say that? Or you're planning for the future, obsessing, going into the worst case scenario, imagining, catastrophizing. And when our minds do that, it's just kind of like we live there, and then we start to have more anxiety, more depression, and difficult thoughts and emotions. When we can learn to return to this present moment is it's an incredible place. This present moment is a place that can be, it's not always, but it can be a place of ease, of connection to ourselves, of just sort of sometimes it's just neutral. It's like I'm worrying about something, but then I bring my attention back to the present moment, and I'm just here, and I'm no longer lost in that worry. So this is something that can be cultivated through the meditation practice that we're going to do, and we're going to have a chance to work with it and to develop this ability to have a present time awareness. When we do this over time, there's a whole host of benefits, things like reduction of stress. So health-related conditions such as, you know, stress-related conditions are impacted. So things like high blood pressure can boost the immune system. It can help with the healing response. When we practice mindfulness over time, it does help with mental health. It can build attention. So early on, we were doing research studies looking at kids and adults with ADHD. And when they practice mindfulness over time, that ability to teach them to pay attention in the present moment improves significantly. It can impact our brains. So people who meditate over a long term, they have different brains than most people. So when they've looked at the brains of advanced meditators or people who've had at least many years of practice, there's more cortical folds and more gray matter in certain areas of the brain. So more robust brains, and the ones that had the prefrontal cortex, which is responsible for executive functioning, delayed gratification, working memory, flexible thinking, thicker than ordinary people. So there's lots of effects that mindfulness can help with. Altruism, even. People are kinder when they meditate, which I think we all could use more kindness these days. So that's just a sense, a little sense of mindfulness for those of you who are new, and some of you it's a review. And now we're going to practice, and we're going to explore what it means to come directly into the present moment, into our experience, not lost in the past or the future, but right here, right now. Okay? Oh, I knew what I was going to say. Sometimes the present moment isn't pleasant. So I say, come back into the present moment. There's peace, there's ease, there's well-being. Sometimes it's not. But what mindfulness teaches you is how to handle the difficult moment when it is hard. Oh, what do we do? How do we work with it? So it really does ease us into the present moment. Hopefully the present moment is the place of peace. But if it's not, here's how to work with it. Okay. So let's settle in to a posture that is comfortable, finding your feet on the ground if that's available to you. Your back against the chair, hands resting where they're comfortable, and eyes can be closed, but some people prefer to keep them open, which is also fine. You can have them looking downward. And if you're practicing at home, you might find yourself on a cushion on the floor, on a couch, on a bed, chair. Just find your posture that is comfortable. And we can begin with a few deeper, longer, slower breaths. And as we take one breath and then a couple of breaths, you notice the impact of taking deeper breaths on our body. And it's actually, there's a lot of science around that. It's very, very helpful. And of course, we've all been told when we're anxious or angry, take a deep breath. But you can actually see for yourself as you take some deeper breaths, how do I feel inside? Is there calming? Relaxing. Maybe there's some areas that I'm tense or tight, and when I take a deep breath, it softens. So at any point in the meditation, you want to take a deeper breath or to feel free, because it has a lot of beneficial effects. So let's notice our feet as they make contact with the ground, or the base of our body making contact with the ground. And just notice your feet, notice the feelings, the sensations, tingling, warmth, coolness, hardness, softness. Feel that connection to the earth beneath your feet. And a deep breath, letting it go and just having a sense of really sinking down and letting the earth hold your body. So you might also be aware of where your legs meet the chair, and the sense of letting yourself relax. You don't have to hold yourself up. And that below us is the earth. Even if we're many stories above the ground, earth is below. And now notice the rest of your body and see if there are areas of tension or tightness. If you bring your attention into your stomach area, is it clenched? You can allow it to soften and release. Again, using breath here, just by noticing. Sometimes when we notice that we're tense, as we notice it, it begins to soften. Notice your hands. Scanning your body for your arms and shoulders, any obvious sensations, any tightness, tension, softening. And there's kind of a nice practice that you can mindfully lift your shoulders up and back and down. So you start to just relax the shoulders. But just if you're drawn, do that in the other direction. And so we're doing this with awareness, noticing the changing sensations, noticing if it helps with the tension. And if you want to take it a step further, you can mindfully, with awareness, bring your hand up to your head, your shoulder and neck, and give a mindful self-massage, only if you want to. And when I say do it mindfully, it just means being aware. Might feel the pressure, the warmth, the tender areas releasing. You might notice, oh my goodness, my shoulders are tense. It's okay. Whatever it is, it's what it is. And then you can do the other side if you've moved into this exercise. Maybe there's one spot that if you press, just feels really good. And breathe. And then your hands coming back down. And you might notice your neck, if you need to move or adjust your neck in any way, or it feels good. And then coming into stillness and sensing your whole body present, what's here for you. Now let's turn our attention out of our body for a moment to the sounds around us. Sounds in the room or outside the room. Sound of my voice, sounds coming and going. So you're essentially listening for either the ambient noise, or there might be specific noises or sounds. And it also might be very quiet. It's pretty quiet in here. Can you hear the sound of silence? See if you can listen to sound after sound. Not lost in a story about the sound, but listening. A story might be something like, what is that? Oh, I think it's XYZ. I like it. I don't like it. Staying with the listening. And now notice if listening is peaceful for you, helpful. Do you feel attentive? It may or may not be. So if it is, just keep note of that. If it is not peaceful, or it's annoying, or you don't like it, just to notice. We're going to shift now back into our bodies, to our breathing, feeling our breath. Where do you notice the breath the clearest? So let your breath be at its own natural rhythm. Do you feel your abdomen rising and falling, expanding and contracting with each breath? Is there a little gap in the breath. Sometimes there is between the rising and falling or at the end. You might notice your chest rising, settling, expanding, contracting. There you might also notice a gap. And when I say that, it's like what I mean is just there's a expansion and then there's a slight pause and then a contraction. Don't lose your mindfulness. Notice the pause. You can also notice your breath at your nose, tingling, coolness, vibration, temperature changes. So we'll pick something to focus on now. Your breath in either your abdomen or your chest or your nose. Or if you were enjoying listening to sounds, you can go back to that one. So for those of you who have a practice, you know where you typically focus. For those of you who are new, just pick whatever's the clearest or the easiest, knowing they all work equally well if you can't decide. So let's notice now, breath after breath, or sound after sound. When your attention wanders, so you might be with a breath or two or a sound or two or three, and then you start thinking, planning, imagining, worrying, fantasizing, spacing out, not even really sure. That's normal. That happens for everybody. There'll be a moment when you realize you've done it, and that's a moment of mindfulness. And you can acknowledge it by saying, thinking, and then return your attention back to your focus. And then just keep coming back over and over again. And that's the basics of this practice. People with experience know you can explore what pulls you away. You don't have to always have an anchor or a home base to return to. You might just follow the flow of your experience. You might also rest in a kind of knowing, an awareness that's already here. It's natural. It's present. It's available for you. So I'm going to stop talking. I've said a lot. And invite you to practice in silence. in this last little bit of the meditation, I invite you to really sense how you're doing as we come to a close. So you might notice, how am I feeling? What's happening in my body? Does it feel more relaxed, at ease? Do you feel present in your body? You may or may not. Maybe you feel sleepy or spacey. But see if you can remember how you felt when we first came in here. And how does your body feel now? And then also notice your mind. Does your mind feel more alert, more present? Do you feel connected? Is your mind quieter? Or maybe it's not. Maybe there's less quiet. Maybe there's more agitation or some other feeling or activity. So just to notice. And if between the body and mind you're feeling more peace and ease, really enjoy that. Let that be here. Maybe take a breath. And if you're not feeling it, peace and ease, you're feeling something else, notice what is here. See if you can allow whatever is here to be here. And this is the power of mindfulness, whether we're experiencing something that is pleasant, neutral, or unpleasant, we can be present with it. And this skill then transfers out into our lives. So if you want to offer yourself a little appreciation, a little kindness for being here today, for practicing, and then some kindness out, we can imagine it going out into the world. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes or end the meditation. Okay, everybody, thank you so much for your practice. Couple of announcements. We have all sorts of events and programs going on through our center, UCLA Mindful. When you exit on the right, if you're in here, there is a flyer with information. And it's kind of nearing towards the end, so we're wrapping things up. But on December 6th, I'm going to be doing a day online called Cultivating Self-Compassion. So that's especially for the people who are listening in a remotely. That's coming up December 6th. How can we learn to be kinder towards ourselves? And we have the app, UCLA Mindful. Everything we do in here is put on the app. We have tons of meditations, including some, I think, basic meditations in 19 different languages. And it's a free app. It's available anywhere. And finally, I will be outside. If you have any questions or you want to say hello, I'll be there in a few minutes. All right. Thanks so much, everyone. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation from the Hemmer Museum. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.